Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family, locally, nationally, and worldwide. Welcome to our show.
Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Ted Siuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation, broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
And hire me, Coach Joyce Barry, to be your coach. And folks, today's show, I am going to coach you on scams. They are so prevalent today, it's really scary. Scams are a huge problem for people everywhere. These scams are of epic proportions, and any one of them can cost you a great deal of money, a lot of your time trying to straighten things out, and massive frustration and aggravation. Hear how it works, hear how they all work, and what you can do to make sure that you are not a victim. The first one I want to talk about, I only found out about in the last couple of days, and it really was scary because anyone can fall privy to this one. If someone calls you asking, "Can you hear me?" don't respond. That's right. If you hear a voice that you don't know, a number you don't recognize, and the person says, "Can you hear me?" do not respond. Just hang up. The Better Business Bureau warns if someone calls and says they are from customer service asking, "Can you hear me?" do not say yes. Hang up. The Better Business Bureau says the con artists want to use a recording of you saying yes to make it sound like you authorized a major purchase. This scam has been used to coerce businesses into purchasing office supplies and directory ads they never actually ordered. But now it is targeting individuals. For the last few days, more than half of the reports of Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker were asked about this one scam. Consumers reported the calls related to a variety of offerings, from vacation packages to cruises to warranties and other big ticket items. Here's how the Better Business Bureau says it works. You get a call from someone who almost immediately asks, "Can you hear me?" Their goal is to get you to answer yes which most people would do instantly. There may be some fumbling around. The person may even say something like, I'm having trouble with my headset. But the person may just be a robocall recording your conversation. And that yes answer you gave can be edited to make it sound like you authorized a major purchase. Better Business Bureau is offering consumers the following advice. Use caller ID to screen calls and consider not answering unfamiliar numbers. If it's important, they will leave a message and you can call back. If someone calls and asks, can you hear me? Do not answer yes. Just hang up. Scammers change their tactics as the public catches on. So be alert for other questions designed to solicit a simple yes answer. Make a note of the number and report it to Better Business Bureau. That would be bbb.org/scam tracker. bbb.org/scam tracker to help warn others. Better Business Bureau also shares scam tracker information with government and law enforcement agencies. So every piece of information is helpful in tracking down scammers. Check your bank and credit card statements regularly for unauthorized charges. It is also a good idea to check your telephone and cell phone bills. Scammers may be using the yes recording of your voice to authorize charges on your phone. This is called cramming, and it is illegal. So, folks, when I heard about this scam only a few days ago, it's funny. The first one I happened to call was my cousin Evelyn. And it's funny that I mentioned her in particular. She says, just the other day, I did get a call that said I'm having trouble with my headset. I said, that's it. That's the scam. What did you do? She hung up. Now, that was her instinct, and it was the right instinct. So, folks, you want to be on guard and alert so these things don't happen to you. Next, I want to talk about deceptive advertising. Just like fake websites, fake apps are built to target people who prefer shopping from their phones. The International Business Times, also known as IBT, asks shoppers to be especially wary of phone shopping apps. Even those marked with an Amazon or eBay logo could be fake. And dangerous links, phony contests on social media, and bogus gift cards allow scammers to steal your personal information, says McAfee.com. That's all about deceptive advertising. And Lord knows our email boxes are bombarded with these offers from just about every kind of retailer, vacation packages, all sorts of things. Be very wary of deceptive advertising. What's especially scary about those, they're often marked, as I said, with logos that are familiar to you, such as Amazon or eBay. Don't fall privy to these links. Then there's bogus charities. The holidays prompt us to donate to charities. That's a big time for those particular scams. But certainly all year round, scam artists take advantage of this by sending emails for fake charities or sharing viral promos. Before donating, do your homework. Groups such as the Better Business Bureau, Charity Watch, and even the Internal Revenue Service have tips to safely donate to charities. Now, I get tons of calls. This is the sheriff's office. This is the police department, and they're asking for a donation. And I, they are so professional, I must say. I always answer the same way. I would love to contribute to you. Just take your pamphlet and put it in the mail, and I'll send a donation. I have never ever gotten anything in the mail from them. So that should tell you something. I have another friend that I share that with, and he says something similar. Oh, just fax the information on your letterhead, and I'll look into it. He never got a fax. So be very wary of these, because sometimes it is a charity that you feel really connected to, you want to donate, but you got to just stop and ask yourself, how do I know for sure this is legitimate? Then there's promotional emails. Consumers are always looking for the best deals, and scammers know it. The International Business Times, that's the IBT, says to treat all promotional emails that aren't coming from a trusted retailer as dangerous material. Even if you open the email, do not click on any links inside. Sometimes I have opened these emails out of curiosity, but I must say that I am very cautious. I don't ever click on the links. So that would be promotional emails. Then there's the gift card scam. The popular gift cards can be an opportunity for thieves. What they do is they copy the numbers off cards in a store, then check online or call the 1-800 number to see if the card is activated. Once a card is active, the thieves spend its contents online. I'm sorry, spend its contents online. These things get me so upset I can barely discuss it. They spend it online, and the rightful cardholder has no money, says the Better Business Bureau, and never buy discounted gift cards sold online. Scammers will keep your cash and use the gift cards. So, folks, as you're listening to these things, I'm wondering how many of you are familiar with any of these and what is going on. It is really, really scary, and that's a good reason to listen to our show every day for this kind of information that could really impact your life. Here's Beverly Nadler telling you why you should be listening.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we invite you to join in with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, Joyce Barry and Friends.com, and then click on follow, which you will find right under my picture on the upper left. And you will be apprised of every show via email, every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of our extraordinary shows. You'll always be apprised of what they are. And the good news is that if you can be with us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, you can hear our shows 24/7 in our archives. Like our dear, dear friend, Janice Miller, who's joining us today, very often will catch it in archives because this is an ungodly hour for her to wake up. Janice, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Joyce. I was just fixing my headset. Can you hear me?
So clearly you heard that scam. Now, here's the thing. I'm glad you said that, because when it's someone you know, it's fine. The scam is when it's someone you don't know. And what's funny is that this actually happened yesterday. I called Janice as one of the first people I called, because she's in touch with so many people all the time. And the first thing she said was, "Can you hear me? Can you hear me?" And I go, "That's what I called about." She said I was fixing my headset. So without even getting into the scam, it was so funny. She said I was on mute. And I said, "Can you hear me?" And I said, "That's it. That's why I called you." So I'm glad you demonstrated that now, because when it is your friend, someone you know, and they say that you can answer yes, it's not a scam. But scammers know that it's one of the most popular things you'll hear all the time. So when you're not on guard, you just pick up the phone and you didn't look at your caller ID, you would answer that way. Did you ever get a call like that, Janice?
Yes, I have. I have received calls like that. I have also, even a little bit worse than that, I actually was attached, you know, because we have our home-based business, and I attached myself to a search engine and paid a little extra money, not much, a good small amount. And then they try to upsell me, and somebody caught me on the phone, and, you know, maybe it was over the holidays, and they were trying to upsell me. And, by the way, it was a very well-known company, YP, and they wanted me to do this and that. And I'm thinking, well, I'm not sure. And so they said, well, you have to agree. And I said, well, I want to see everything in writing. So I want you to commit to everything you're just telling me, and I want it in writing. And I actually wasn't feeling really up that day. I was, like, having a little sinus something or whatever. So I said, I want it in writing. And he said, well, we're going to record this, and blah, 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 blah. And anyway, one thing led to another. He said, well, yes, I'll put it all in writing, and this contract will take place when you sign it. I said, okay, that's fine. And that's what they recorded. And they recorded it, and they held me accountable to some astronomical amount of money that I did not agree to, because it got really ridiculous, because they never got me any business. I actually got calls from, oh, is this medical marijuana? No. Oh, is this a butcher shop? No. And I got calls all hour of the day and night for the wrong thing, which had nothing to do with my business. But thank God I was able to finally, it took almost a year to undo all that. And so be careful, ladies and gentlemen out there listening. Be careful what
you agree
to.
And if you're listening to Janice and her words and what happened to her, first, you will note that she's highly intelligent, articulate, and that's what's so scary about these scams. Some of them just target seniors. Some of those target people with disabilities. I'm giving you scams that target everyone, that no exceptions. So all they needed you to say was, okay, that's fine. That was all they needed, the yes, the okay. And that's
exactly
really, really what's so horrible, that anyone could fall privy. And it does cost a great deal of money in most cases. They're not doing it for a little money. Tons of your time to straighten things out. Janice said it took her almost a year, and massive frustration and aggravation, not to mention your credit, how that's affecting your credit because you're disputing it.
I actually, because of I own a legal package where I'm able to go against things that happen to me. If I didn't have that in place, I would have still been, unfortunately, dealing with this. But that's how bad it was. I mean, they were not letting up. I mean, just harassing me for a long time. And they make you feel like you're the bad person and you did something wrong, which, of course, I didn't. So be careful for what
you say.
Well,
what
you
are is the victim. That's what you are.
Yeah.
And this show is to protect you. But how scary is it when it happens to people like Janice and the very humble, your host, Joyce Barry? These things happen to the best of us. I'll share what happened to me as we move on a little bit. Denise, have you gotten any bogus charity requests?
Absolutely. I never felt like I needed to give to them either. But yeah, there's a lot of bogus charities out there as well, and you know there's a lot of charities out there, and you know what I found out, that some of them, if you want to work for them, you get to keep 50% of everything that you bring in. I don't think most people are aware of that, you know. So I thought, really, if I go to work for Greenpeace to gather money to help the cause of Greenpeace, they said you get to keep 50% of every dollar you bring in. And I really think that's not even a scam. It's ridiculous that they would overpay somebody. If I could bring $100,000 in, I get to keep $50,000.
And maybe the scam keeps the other 50%. Because
yeah.
When you work for charities, unless you're on paid staff or a nonprofit, you're a volunteer. So if you get anything, it's a big deal.
Yes, yes. So there's a lot of scams out there, and as a matter of fact, I have a very dear friend who, you know, we had this discussion yesterday about scams a little bit, and then it reminded me of a terrible scenario that they had been involved with, which was a major scam dealing with real estate, and they actually lost $1 million, which not everybody has to lose. But
oh God, that's now you're talking big time.
Yeah, but there's people. I mean, if they didn't have $1 million, the same scammers would have taken them for $300,000 or you know whatever they know you have available. So there are people out there that'll find where your pocketbook is, how much you have, and then take you for what they can. And that's no fun and games.
No fun and games. Did I share the Beverly Nadler why you should listen to this show message?
You did.
Yeah, I thought I did. So I just want to reiterate that listening every day, folks, you never know what you will learn from our show, what you will learn from our great guests, and even the people that call in have so much to offer. So we were talking earlier about the bogus charities. I get lots of calls from the sheriff's department, promotional emails, gift card scams. How about the travel scams? My goodness, this is the internet is so full of fake online travel deal links that can steal your personal data. There's another travel risk. Using an infective computer at your destination puts you at risk of spyware accessing your information. Have you seen all those travel scams? They're everywhere.
Well, I could say that I haven't been privy to all the travel scams. I, you know, have a couple of trustworthy locations that I use and go to and I feel safe with, and you know, but yes, there are.
No, I meant on email. I've gotten tons of emails with the travel scams.
Oh, I could only imagine. I have.
You
so
mean
many
one
emails.
Scam missed you? That's a good thing.
Well, that's because I don't
very
open
good
all my
thing.
Emails, for sure. The emails that
well,
I get are ridiculous.
Here's what you need to know about something I know you do use. We all use it. Who today doesn't use a credit card? So what you need to know is using a credit card is safer than swapping your debit card when shopping. Credit cards have more security features than debit cards, and credit companies are more willing to replace your stolen money than most banks, according to the International Business Times. Might I ask, do you use a debit card or a credit card?
I like cash. Oh. I'm from old school. I like to use cash. But otherwise, I use my credit cards because I like to get my points. I get points and cash back, you know. So, yeah, I definitely use credit. And I do not like to use debit.
Well, I use the credit cards for any purchase over $10. I say that because incidentals, I use a debit card to get free checking. One of the ways you get it is you use a debit card 6 times in a month. So all the $2, $3, $1, they don't care what it is, that's when I use the debit card.
Yeah.
So I can activate that feature for free checking. I mean, every bank has their own promos to get free. It could be a massive deposit amount that stays there. This one, just use a debit card 6 times, it's all free. So how about package theft? The internet is full of videos showing thieves stealing packages left by delivery services on doorsteps. Police believe the criminals follow delivery trucks into neighborhoods. That was reported on the Today Show. To thwart these thieves, ask for a signature for all packages. Put that in when you order something. Ask for my signature. If nobody will be home to accept a delivery, have the package held at the nearest service location for you to pick it up. If you don't want to bother doing that, then what's your nearest neighbor? So you might want to look at that, at a very, very near neighbor to pick it up. I know some of these houses with lots of acreage, their neighbor may not be that near. Your thoughts, Janice?
Yes, of course. I agree to that. I actually live in a guard-gated community, and we had a video go viral as well where there was a UPS delivery and somebody parked across the street and stole the package. And this is in a guard-gated community. So when I saw that, I'm thinking they were onto this. Somebody was so ready to do this stealing of whatever they stole. And this was, I think, you know, it was targeted. So definitely got to watch out. I mean, it's just crazy out there in the world. But since then, our guards got sharper, our gates got tighter. But not everybody lives in a guard-gated community. So, you know, you have to watch your
people. But here's the problem. Even in a gated community, they manage to, they're so professional, they can have some sort of a car and put it on the car delivery for, it can't be UPS, FedEx, we all know what those cars look like. But they have ways of getting around everything. I'm in a gated community. There are ways to get around everything.
And you are so right, because I said, I've always told my friend, she said, well, Janice, this is a gated community. You're not going to be able to get in. I said, just watch me. I can get in anywhere.
just watch out for Janice.
Well,
yes.
I actually don't look like a person that would do any harm, number one. I look like I might be affluent. You know, I drive a lovely car, dress accordingly, and people will see me, and they're not going to not let me in. And that's what I'm saying. So if they say, well, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to the country club. I'm meeting someone for lunch. I'm going to go golf.
I'm going to the tennis court.
I'm meeting them at the tennis court. There's an open house, and I'm going to go look at it. And I have yet to not get in anywhere. So I'm just saying. And I haven't tried it in a long time because I'm over the, you know, going and doing these things. But, you know, like I used to, even when I was a younger person, I would go to the health club that I didn't belong to yet because I was going to try it out. My girlfriend said, well, I'm going to be at LA Fitness. Okay, fine. I'll meet you there. Okay, fine. She says, well, you can't get in without a pass. I said, watch me. And I did, you know. So
my money's always on you, Janice.
You
always.
Just have to act as if you belong there. But the point is, that's what criminals could do as well. People, ill-meaning people can do anything too. And anybody could follow anybody in. You know, you could wave at the guard gate like you know him, and they'll sometimes just flag you in. Oh, yeah, I was, you know, you could make up a story. But anyway, the point is, be on guard, because living in a guard-gated community, I feel there is a false sense of security at times because people don't lock their doors. Lock your doors, folks. A little prevention goes a long way.
I have to say, Janice, when you share the story how you can get into anything, all you need to do is look the part, act the part, have the confidence. I just have to share a story about me, because ditto for me, I can do that as well. Not to take anything away from you. Certainly, it's not about scams. I never would hurt anyone or anything, but this is a true story. I was clandestinely dating the owner of a company. We were going out for a while, and so here's a very powerful business executive we were dating, and he said, I just read in the papers, and he named the show, it was opening night, I'll get us tickets. So that he did. He got us tickets to the show. Then he calls me, I just read in the paper that they're having an opening night party by invitation only to the cast and the mayor and the governor, and it said what restaurant it was. It was a very upscale restaurant. He says, I'd love to get into that. I said, we will. He said, how are you going to manage that? I said, I never know. I'll know when I get there what to do, but I can't plan in advance. I got to size up the situation, but I promise you we will get in. So I'm wearing an evening gown. He's all dressed up, you know, opening night. We certainly look the part and all of that. And in front of this restaurant, there is this huge red carpet. And on either side is an usher taking the invitations. I would say the invitations were about five by eight, like the size of that kind of picture. It was that kind of an invitation. It was relatively big, and on either side they're holding the invitations. So I don't even think twice. Again, red carpet in the middle, usher on either side. I walk straight through. So now I'm in. I'm past the usher. He's about 7 feet down, and he puts his hands up in the air like a shrug. Now what do I do? How do I get in? So I yell out, darling, I thought you were right behind me. So on hearing my voice, the usher looks up, and I said, sir, I just gave you the tickets for the two of us. And he said, that's right, she did, sir. Go right ahead in. That is a true story. That's a Joyce Barry special.
Bravo.
So I do it for fun kind of things. But like I said, there's no way I would ever figure it out before because I don't know what I'm dealing with. But when I want something, doesn't hurt anyone, I said, let's just get there and I'll figure it out. But I guarantee we will be in. So as I said, they're both focusing on the person handing them the tickets on either side. And I'm right through the middle. And once I yelled out, and he didn't even have to say anything, my boyfriend date, I just said, I just gave you the tickets for the two of us. And he said, that's right, she did. Go right ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is a memorable experience. So we have that one. Then how about the package waiting scam? Did we do that one yet? This scam, criminals will send you a notification that a package for you has been delayed, rerouted, or left at a local postal office, UPS, or FedEx office. Typically, the notification comes by text or email and prompts you to click on a link or fill out a form full of sensitive personal data, of course, to claim your package. What they want is to infect your device with a virus and steal your identity. What to do?
call the Postal Service, UPS, or FedEx office to confirm the package is waiting for you and delete the alert. Legitimate package claims will always generate a phone call to the customer, not a text or email. How about that one, Janice?
Well, it's just another be on guard. My goodness, there's so many. There's so many crazy things out there. You know, what you just said reminded me of an email I have been receiving from a bank saying, just checking you to update your identity. I don't even bank with that bank. And, you know, so that's a clue. But what about the people
that
do?
Oh, my goodness, Janice, that's so prevalent. I've got so many of them from banks I never, ever did anything with. Or your online account with a bank, and I don't do banking online. So even if it is my bank, I don't do online banking. And when I would print out that email and bring it to the bank, they said, we have tons of them. Don't bring us anymore. We know. Just delete it. That's how many. These are very popular scams.
Well, what I do is I forward the scam to the operating system. So this way everybody is aware of it, you know, like meaning a Fising scam, I report it. Those are the little things we could do, but I mean, there's so much out there. And I think we talked about contests. Like, for example, someone mentioned that, oh, I saw your name on a contest. You won. You're a winner. And of course, I like to win contests just like anybody else. So somebody approached that concept of that, and you know, be aware, folks. You never have to pay to receive your own money.
Well, as long as you're bringing up contests, people that know me know that it's been my hobby for years and years, and my sisters, and we won every vacation for a year, all expenses paid, hotel, everything. My sister won a BMW. We won all our computers. So we did it as a hobby, only in New York and Florida. I haven't had any time. So if anyone knows a thing or two about contests, we do. And never, ever do they ask you any fee for anything. What happens in a legitimate contest, at the end of the year, you'll get a 1099 because you have to report it as income, whatever it was, and just pay whatever the tax is. But they will never ask you for anything. And that goes along with the holiday travel scams. A lot of times you'll get the call, congratulations, you won this cruise to the Bahamas. And just for $100, $200, whatever it is, it's a reasonable amount, we can reserve your place. I said, well, if you're legitimate, you don't need any money from me. Oh, but we do, because we want to know you're going, because if you just accept it and don't go, we have that space that someone else could have gone. So they always have a reason. They're real good at it. It's a damn good reason. If you have to pay for anything in the promotion or anything in the contest, it is not legitimate. So for sure, contests, no matter how good they make it sound, all I know is I'm trying to win Publishers Clearing, and I enter that online, in the mail. I get lots of those, and I do enter it, but they never ask me for any money. All I know is I marked it in my calendar to be home on April 28th, when that's the day they're announcing the winner. So I told my sister, we have to be here when they come with the balloons and the notification.
There you go. But I think they're coming to my house, Joyce, so beware.
Well,
they're supposed to show up here.
They have so many winners and so many different dates. I really do mark it in my book, and I won't dare leave the house. I don't want to miss my balloons and congratulations. They're not going to choose another winner if you're not home. They won't do that because it is a legitimate contest. I mean, we've won all our computers. It could be, you ever go into a store, I would notice it, like I have radar for it, where you passing a counter, it could be watches, and they'll say, drop your card in here and win a watch, or whatever it is. And it's a local. Those are the easiest to win because you're not competing with a national audience. You're competing with people that shop in that store. So we won tons of those that by the time I got home, I got the phone call that I won. We won tons of those. And then there's the international ones where people all over, I have to say that my favorite of those was the Eagles, ran a win all expense paid trip to Hawaii, go to their concert, backstage passes, and win their guitar signed. And we won that. I can't tell you how many thousands and thousands and thousands of entries there were. So when we met with the Eagles, we asked them, how was our name drawn? And they said, we rolled on one of our concerts, we rolled a barrel on the stage. The barrel was up to the top with the entry blanks, up to the top. He said, I put my hand in the barrel so far down that I almost fell in the barrel, and they drew our name. How about that?
That is just wonderful. What a great, amazing story. Do you still have the guitar?
I have. I've been trying to sell it, but I'm not from eBay. I want to sell it because we're not guitar people. When they autographed it for us backstage, I made a point. I said, don't put our names on it. I did say that it's so beautiful. The case is beautiful. I would really love to sell it.
Well, send me a picture and I'll help you. No, that's going to be a perfect great story, great memorabilia. Did you take a picture of you with the Eagles getting it signed? And
the answer is yes and yes, but there's a big B-U-T. And the big B-U-T is, I don't
where
know
is
where
picture?
It is. Of course, when I moved from New York, I just this week came a bunch of great pictures from family and when I was young and gorgeous in leotards and bathing suits. I just found those. So
nice.
I haven't found the one with the Eagles as yet.
Well, when you do, that's the time we can use the provenance to help you sell that. But back to the wonderful stories and very important stories that you're sharing with your listeners right now to help them not fall prey to a contest scam or any other scam. But great story, Joyce.
Thank you. And that is one of my favorite. Literally, he said, I went so far in the barrel, I almost fell. And he picked out. So the point about that is sometimes contests take skills. I win tons of essay contests, poetry contests. That's skill. That's not random drawing. But then we enter everything, the random drawing ones, the ones in the store. And everyone says, why don't you write a book on tips on how to win? I says, I don't want to share that. Only with close friends. I do have some tips on some that you can have a hand in winning. And Janice, if you're real good to me, I'll share it with you after the show.
You
but
better.
It's for the local
better
one.
Believe it. Yes. I'm very good to you, Joyce.
Yes, you are. You are. I'm so delighted you joined us today because the point is I want you to have someone highly intelligent, personable, articulate, making the point that if it can happen to us, it can happen to you. How about the illegal account activity scam? This is a very popular scam. Criminals will send you an email or text stating that suspicious activity has been detected on your account. You may be prompted to fill in a form or call a specific number. They want to get your home address and other sensitive information to steal your identity. What you should do is ignore and delete these messages. If you are concerned, call your institution directly to inquire about your account activity.
That is
so, and you referenced before how many banks talk about activity in your account, and you don't even bank with them.
Yes, but it has happened where a bank that I do work with sent me something, and I called and made sure this was yes or no, and they said, no, it wasn't us. So I said, oh, thank God I didn't respond. Because, they're all so sketchy out there. And even, okay, so here's another scenario. PayPal. Very, very big in the world, PayPal. almost everybody has a PayPal account that does anything where they want to send money to a sibling or, you know, their children, or they just want to buy something anywhere, like Amazon. You want to buy something on Amazon, you got to use PayPal. So with that said, they will never ask you to update your password or personal identification. They will never do that. So if they do, you know it's a scam. Run the other way. Delete that email.
That's funny, because I was just thinking of starting to use PayPal. I really haven't. So I'll have to talk to you about tips on that, because we are setting up a website, you know, where you can buy certain things or coaching services. So I was considering that, and that's exactly what I was concerned of. What kind of scams are with PayPal?
Just like any other situation can happen, but PayPal is a specific look, and it's a little more complicated to copy, but some people will try, and you got to watch the spelling, because PayPal is misspelled by bad thieves. That's number one. Number two, again, they would not ask you for things online that you wouldn't do in your back office. And don't be afraid of PayPal. I've had PayPal since 1995. I was one of the first people, you know, on the internet doing things, because of the, you know, home-based businesses that you and I both have. You know, you have to be able to do things. And so I used PayPal back in the day. And so PayPal goes a long way, and it's very important to have, especially if you have a website, so that people can pay you. And I recommend it highly, although I'm just like a bank. I use banking online to verify and check my accounts daily. I always check my accounts, making sure nothing is crazy is going on out there. My credit cards, I don't check daily, but I check weekly, just to make sure that there is no unauthorized purchases that were made in my, you know, on my behalf for somebody else, you know. So everything can be safe if we watch and monitor what we're doing.
You know, on that one that you mentioned, and again, I said, folks, if it can happen to us, it can happen to you. I had a big bill from Target with something I didn't buy. I didn't even have an account with Target. That's not one of the stores I do have an account with. I immediately called them. Oh, yes, you opened an account on this day, and that was the purchase. I said, who signed for it? They said, well, you did. I said, what means of ID did I show to you so that you know it was me when you opened the account? She says, oh, we have it right here. You showed us your driver's license. I said, well, that's great. I don't drive. I don't have a driver's license. That's a true story.
Yes, and you know, that company did have a terrible, terrible scenario.
Yes.
But yet, this was one thing had nothing to do with another. Somebody just attempted to steal your identity right there. Yes.
Exactly. But I'm bringing out that that's another one where accounts were open. But I love when I said, "What? I'd love to know what ID you saw." Oh, your driver's license. I said, that's great. I don't drive, never did, don't have one. Another one that really, really annoys me as we're winding down, because I get so many calls from them, it gets me crazy. They say they're from Microsoft, and they're calling because my computer is infected with a virus and they want to take care of it. And why I get crazy with that one in particular, I can't tell you how many calls I get from that scam. So I know it's not Microsoft, and what I do is I start screaming, get a life, and I do curse a little bit because I lose it. I'm so upset, but here's the thing. I say to them, you moron, you idiot, I don't have a computer, and I slam the phone down, and I still get those calls. I tell them, I don't have a computer, you idiot, and I still get tons of calls.
Well, I don't think you could do it any better than what you do. I mean, amazing. another one is my son taught me this one. He goes, well, wait a second, let me go check. And he never comes back to the phone and leaves them on the phone forever. So obviously you're wasting their time. So that helps a little bit to not get called again.
Yeah, that's a good one. Well, folks, you know, we started the show with the scan that I just heard about, and which is why I wanted to get this alert out right away, which was, can you hear me? That alert. And that's what I say to you folks now. Can you hear me? Can you hear Janice? We're giving you extraordinary information that could truly impact your life. Do you hear us? And what are you going to do about it? One thing I ask, I really would appreciate, is that you pay it forward and you let other people know. Because how upset would you be if one of your best friends or relatives felt privy to any of these and you didn't share it with them? So let them know about this show. They can hear it in our archives today. It'll be there for anyone not listening live. And when are you going to let people know? If not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration. Achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? So, Janice, I'm going to ask you to partner up with me in getting this word out via Facebook, emails, because, again, how sad would it be if someone we know and love that we didn't take that extra minute to let them know via email, social media, or whatever. Don't you agree?
I totally agree. And actually, that was where, on Facebook, by the way, and everybody has really grown to trust Facebook, look out and watch out for somebody that's a friend of yours and ask for a second friend request. That is somebody trying to hack your friend's account. That's another scam that's going on currently.
Oh, wait a minute. I get tons of those. That never occurred to me. It's illegitimate. How do you know about that? I get tons of those.
Okay, well, here you go. I have a lovely aunt. She's just a sweetheart, and somehow I got a second request to befriend her. I kind of thought I was already friends with her, but you know, who remembers? When you have 500 or 600 or 5,000 friends,
right?
So of course I said, okay, yes, Aunt Jeannie, and I click yes, and then comes the scam. They hit me up, and Aunt Jeannie said, oh, by the way, I won some money, and I wanted to let you know that I saw your name on a list. That was a clue. And then other people.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and then
go
other
ahead.
People told me the same scenario but different. Aunt Jeannie needed help. She broke her car broke down, and she was in another state, and she needed you to wire her money to save her. Hello? These things are happening on Facebook. So Facebook, I actually got very annoyed with Facebook because I wanted to alert them and let them know all this, and they didn't seem like they really cared. And they go, well, if it's something wrong with your account, close the account.
Wait, I want to ask you about that friend that it happened to, through Facebook. So was it someone she thought she knew, or just another friend who you don't know and said, I got money, you're on that list, here's how you can get it, and then they asked for money, correct?
Correct, yes.
And then you had to wire the money because they create urgency before you have a chance to think about it.
Well, they actually don't ask for the money. They say, oh, I paid the money because I got my money. That's
right.
Because they didn't ask.
I got my money. But at some point they're asking the friend to send money because she was duped as well.
So how did
this friend discover it was a scam at the point where she never got the money that she should have got? How did she figure it out it was a scam?
That was the clue. First of all, as you mentioned, you should never have to pay money to receive a win.
Correct.
Winning anything. I mean, when I win money in the lottery, I don't have to give the money to. I already gave my money to have the winning lottery ticket, so I already paid for my winning lottery ticket. Then the cash
right. In,
I don't pay my taxes. With my money, they take it out of my wins.
But what I want to know with this friend is she discovered it simply by waiting and the money never came.
Correct.
And did she try any kind of recourse, or did they disappear, which is what happens?
There's no recourse because, yes, there's no traceable way to find this particular
situation. Oh, no traceable way. That's it. Got it. Okay. Folks, we really encourage you to share this show with people, these scams with people. It's really very upsetting for people who can't afford to lose the money, and they do. And when are you going to get the message out? Hopefully, it's not someday, because if you think there is a someday, this poem is for you. Here it comes. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? Janice, I'm so grateful you joined us today. You were an incredible part of the show. I love that you shared your experience, those of people you know, because I really want people to know that anyone can be duped and fall victim to what's going on out there. What message do you want to leave our audience with?
Well, I believe that everywhere in the world are so many beautiful people. There are only just a few bad people out there, but they seem to follow us wherever we go. Watch out for them and send them love, bless them, and tell them to go on their way because they're not getting my money or my time. I have, and make it a good life. Make your life as good as you want because you're in charge, and don't let the scammers get you.
Great message, Janice. Again, thank you for joining us. Folks, I want to leave you with a message. If not now, when? Share it, share it, share it. This is a really important show. Here is my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, starting with the Joyce Barry Mash. God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.